views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you so desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, which is AskSueLondon.com. That address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, I want to invite you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, we're going to send you lots of great gifts and bonuses. And also, you're going to receive 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have used personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given 30 minutes to live, how I overcame abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. So all of those tools are in the videos that you get when you sign up for that free newsletter. And you do that through AskSueLondon.com. So, Christopher, my friend, how are you this week? What's new?
Oh, I'm happy, but I'm just, my head's just spinning.
Why? Are you feeling my cold I have?
No, it's not that. I know what you're going through, but no, it's just, I can't, it's one of those I can't calm down weeks.
Oh, no. Thank you for that.
Why? Are
every
you feeling
time,
that?
Every time you're like that, you make me dizzy.
I was going to say, are you feeling that?
No, I'm just really stuffed up.
Well, I hope you feel better. You know what? Over here, and you know Ken Collins, you were on with him. Well,
yeah.
He's had the first cold that he's had in probably like 5 or 6 years.
You know what? I was saying this is the first cold I've had in probably 10 years, and I never get sick. And, you know, I had the flu in November, and then our grandson, when he turned one back in beginning of February, he got sick just after his birthday. Then he made Ross sick, and then Ross shared it with me, and this is actually my first day out of bed in a week. I don't get sick easy. And then now, Ross, last night, he's back being sick again, so... It's very strange in our family to be slowed up like this.
Well, you don't sound sick, so you sound good.
Well, you know what? Like, thank goodness for zinc lozenges and tea tree oil and, you know, that positive mindset and, like, that strong will. Like, I'm willing myself. I'm healthy today. I'm healthy today. So, yeah, that's what's new. So, and the weather. Are you enjoying the cold weather and the snow and all that?
Have you looked at the weather map, though?
No, I don't want to. I'm in denial about that.
No, well, I don't know about where you are, but I heard that the Midwest and then the East Coast by Monday, we're all going to be in the 50s and, you know, down in New Jersey where Linda is, we'll be in the 60s. It's just going to be a nice, very nice next couple of days when we get into the weekend.
Well, you know, we're in the Niagara region of Southern Ontario, Canada, and I had the windows open this afternoon and it was nice. I loved it. And I'm kind of spoiled, but you know, this month of March is two of our baby's birthdays. And I was saying to Ross that just the difference in years, because our one daughter, she's turning 26. And when she was about two or three, I can remember us being outside in shorts and t-shirts and she was riding her brand new tricycle she got. And, then on the 29th, my miracle baby, remember the one when I was so sick and my weight went down to just 80 pounds. And the doctor said I wasn't supposed to have her because I wasn't going to live. Remember that baby?
Yes, I do. That's your story, too.
Yeah. Well, she's turning 21 on the 29th. And when she was born, we had such a horrific snowstorm that it was all we could do to get to the hospital. Just the difference, you know, in the weather and times and that. So, yeah. So March is a pretty big month for us. And, of course, I'm always very grateful every time, you know, we have a birthday. And we don't, when it's our kids' birthdays, I mean, you know me, right? I like birthdays. It's a big, it's a big party, right? So we've already started celebrating the kids' birthdays. And with the baby turning 21, she was saying that she wants to have her apartment like a big girl apartment now. None of her stuffed animals. And so this weekend, we're supposed to be painting her apartment and making it like a big girl apartment. She'll kill me for saying that on the air, but that's what we've been teasing her, that she wants a big girl apartment now she's turning 21. So, yeah, so that's what's new with us. And, you know, our puppy. You want our update on our puppy?
Update on the puppy Shih Tzu.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes I say Ross does crazy things, right? We've talked about his snoring and the different things he's done. Well, I looked out of the bedroom window that one day this week, and I heard Ross, roll the ball, Marley, roll the ball. He had made a snowman or snowball and actually taught the dog to roll the snowball, and the dog was making the snowball bigger. Have you ever heard of such a crazy thing?
No, that's a smart dog.
I know. He's very smart. Well, he's Sagittarius, you know.
Well, Sagittarius is usually, they're not really set in their ways. They're open to new things.
Well, that's me, you know. I'm also Sagittarius.
I know that.
I thought you were going to say very strong-willed and stubborn.
Well, that too. But you're also, you're not nailed down easily.
No, I'm not. No, exactly. So for me to be like laid up for a week in bed, you know, that's like, you know, not me normally, right? I don't make time for stuff like that.
Did you still do the B12 shot? Considering
I go this Saturday. Okay. I go this Saturday for my B12 shot.
All right.
So, yeah. So I'm not sounding too wired, am I?
No, actually, you sound very mellow right now.
Oh, well, see, it's all my meditation that I'm doing every day. That's what it is. So we've got an awesome show today. We've got Ken Ungerich with us, and we're going to talk about God theories. You know, I don't know what if you've come across this, Chris, but I have found that when I was a younger kid, when people said, you know, like my parents would say, you got to go to church. Well, why do I have to go to church? Well, you just have to go to church. That's all there is to it. And I hated it. I absolutely hated it and thought, God, seriously? Like, you know, what is all this about? Prayer, I didn't have time for that. Why would people pray? You know, I can remember when I was in, I guess I was in my late teens, early 20s. And I can remember going to the minister and saying, you know, okay, like, is there such a thing as angels? You know, I see them, right? And So I was reading and learning a lot. And I remember this minister saying to me, there's no such thing as angels. And I thought, okay, so that really shut me down totally on religion, right? And in the last week or two, since, you know, been promoting this show, I've had a lot of people in their 20s, early 30s, sharing similar experiences of being told something and being shut down, non-believers, stuff like that. So I think that this is a great show that we're going to help you to understand or, you know, learn what the power of prayer is. We're going to give you examples and, really help you open up to more avenues and what's opportunities, this kind of thing.
It's a good time to do it because of the Lenten calendar and Ash Wednesday for, you know, those of the Catholic faith. And
now, are you Catholic?
Well, I was baptized Catholic, but I consider myself a Christian.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't say I belong to any religion. I just think, you know, you do good to help others and you do what you can and, you know, I meditate, I pray every day, I ask and, you know, miracles happen. I'm so surrounded with miracles in my own personal life, as you know, you know, so I'm a believer. I know there's more to the other side, as you know, I've been there, right? So yeah, I think we're going to have a great show today. But before we start with the show, in honor, it's, you know, birthday month here in the London house, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought what we're going to do, instead of just giving one of my books away, let's give a package away.
Woo!
How is that?
That's
so
exciting.
The first, you like that, eh?
I am.
Okay, so the first caller, let's give them, they're going to get a copy of Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That's my life story, as y'all know. You're going to get Rocky's Trip to the Hospital. That is based on the story of me being in the hospital and my dog coming. It's for children, that one. And Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book is a positive thoughts affirmation book to help kids through challenges of any kind. So to win the set of books by myself, Sue London, first caller to call in at 1-800-930-2819 will win the set. Sound good, Chris?
1-800-930-2819, a set of books, not just one.
Perfect. Well, why don't we take that break, and then when we come back, let's bring our guest on. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guest, Ken Ondrej.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio. I'm your host, Sue London, and today we have Ken Ondrej with us, and we're talking about God theories. Now, let me tell you about Ken, then we'll bring him on, and we will start enlightening you folks. Ken has been a teacher and an engineer in the physical science and electronic field for over 40 years, but his passion during that time has been an open search for truth and greater understanding with regard to the spiritual aspect of the human condition and who it is that we truly are. Now, he currently resides in Baltimore, Maryland, and you can learn more about Ken and purchase a copy of his book, which is called God Theories, at his website, godtheories.com. So, Ken, without any further delay, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, you know, you and I have so much in common. And we think alike, so I think this is going to be a great show because I think we've got lots of great examples to give people and to help those who are kind of searching for answers. Yes. But before we get into it, I want to tell everybody, you have the opportunity, folks, to call in. And the number to call today is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So, Ken, I've been talking about God theories, your book. Tell everybody, what was your motivation for writing the book?
Actually, the motivation for writing it was just that I kind of think it's time for a more serious look or effort to try and figure out just exactly what's what with our spiritual aspect. I mean, we've got a lot of problems in our world, and I think a lot of them boil down to a lot of the misunderstandings that we have in that area. Mm-hmm. And so I've just kind of taken maybe a little different approach, using logic and reason as the basis for examining that aspect of who we are.
And like I was saying earlier to Christopher, my producer, I am amazed at how many people have been coming up to me lately and saying, you know, different stories, like they're searching, they're looking for answers, they're trying to understand, you know, what religion they should be, what they should they go to church, do they have to go to church, you know, why would you pray, all these things. So, and I know myself, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, as I was saying earlier, I can remember going, you know, I was forced to go to church, never understood why, but it was just, I was told that's the thing you do on Sundays, right? Never got into it.
I can identify with that totally.
Yeah, and prayer, like, why would people do that? Like, this is kind of where I was at. And I can remember going to the minister and saying, you know, okay, you know, you talk about in the Bible angels, and, you know, what is this about? And I see them, so, you know, how come you don't talk about them? And he said, well, there's no such thing as angels. And that experience just threw me completely right off totally. But then I had the experience. It was in 1996, my intestine burst, and I was told I had 30 minutes to live, but what ended up happening, I flatlined and I went to the other side, and that's when things changed for me, and I started really becoming a believer that there is more in our world. Now, that's what changed, when it changed for me. When did things start to change for you in your thinking?
Well, my early experience is very similar to what you described. I mean, I was, you know, kind of not really enthused about going to church and everything, and I would have considered myself to be an agnostic until I was probably about 25. And around that age, I just came to the realization that all of this stuff that I'd been learning in biology and science and all this stuff, well, it made a lot of sense. There were some pieces left out that you know, that I knew weren't there, and, you know, I just became totally convinced that I could not be the product of a mindless universe. And that just got me started, you know, studying metaphysics. I guess I did a lot of the usual things that most people did back in the 70s, took a science of mind class, got started reading Edgar Cayce and some of the other authors from that time. Okay. And in the mid 80s, I got introduced to Seth and Lazarus. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they are, you know, they're a couple of metaphysicians that channeled through Jane Roberts, is who Seth came through, and Jack Purcell is who Lazarus comes through. And there's just such a tremendous amount of information from both of those sources that just kind of resonates with me. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of got me going.
Now, do you think that everyone has to have an experience like you and I to feel or believe or know that there is a God?
I believe that people, you know, will come to that understanding in their own way, whatever that mm-hmm. might be. For me, it was mainly an intellectual one. Mm-hmm. For you, it was an experiential one.
Yeah.
You know, I think both methods are valid, and I think that after a while they kind of converge, and you begin to understand more, and you begin to experience more.
I can tell you from my experiences that I'm always one that I need proof, but I have to go through it as an experience. And so it doesn't surprise me that, you know, I had to have a near-death experience to know that there was more on the other side, you know? That's how I used to be. I don't do things the hard way anymore like that. I have to tell you.
Right. And that's, you know, that's what we're supposed to not do it the hard way. I mean,
exactly.
We can set challenges for ourselves, and we have challenges for ourselves. We don't have to struggle. I think that's one of the big lessons that we are here to learn, is the difference between challenge and struggle. And,
exactly. Yeah. And I had to do everything both ways, struggle and have challenges. But
right.
That's no
and most
more,
of us
so,
do. Most of us so, do. It's a matter of you know, changing it into challenge, and then overcoming, you know, overcoming the struggle, and then just, you know, meeting the challenge and moving on with life.
Exactly. Now, before we get into some, you know, topics like power of prayer and different things, tell everybody what makes your book, God Theory, so unique.
Well, I think what makes it unique and different is the approach that it does take. It takes it from logic and reason. Logic, you know, I basically consider it a science book, okay? That's kind of how my mind works, and that was the approach that I took with the book. So in doing that, I leave a lot of things out, but that's the approach that I take. And I will, you know, I will say that I think that it contains a scientific proof of certain spiritual ideas that have been argued about for centuries, and that I think will eventually have to become recognized, you know, as important fundamental principles of truth. And I think for a lot of people, really coming to understand that may be what you know, provides the impetus to get them started on a spiritual journey.
Totally. And, you know, I was saying earlier that I've had so many people come up to me, younger people, and saying that they're researching, you know, they're trying to discover what their belief system is. And I can remember our youngest daughter, she just kept bringing home every week a different book about religion and the forms of religion and anything you could think of, you know, when she was in her teens, when she was searching for her identity and that. Now, you were talking about proof, and I know for me, when I had the near-death experience, I came back and I was so beyond grateful to be alive. And that was the first time that I ever prayed, and I was 36 years old. And and I can remember saying that, you know what, you gave me life, I'm very grateful, and whatever your wish is for me to do, I will do it, you know, just guide me, right? And I didn't know what I was saying, didn't know how to pray, nothing like this, right? And I found that as I got my health back, miracles were happening, unexpected trips were coming up, and I was being guided to go and help people and animals with certain things. And then, you know, when Ross, my husband, came into my life, together we started having things happen that were helping others. So that was the proof for me that, you know, I put this I guess prayer of gratitude out, I guess you could say, and it still continues that, you know, I'll get a phone call, go here or help someone or whatever, right? Now, let's talk, like, give, that's my spiritual side, like, of proof. So your science side of proof, help those that are very scientific with some proof now.
Okay.
No
well,
pressure.
First of all, I think, pardon?
No
we'll
pressure.
Give it a shot. You know, I think that, that hunger that you were talking about, that your daughter is displaying, that's just something that's inherent in all of us. And so many of us, I think, just suppress that, you know, because we're bombarded, especially in this world, with so much sadness and so much, you know, grief. And there's so many people that, you know, are saying that God doesn't exist and all of this other stuff. But in my book, basically, I use science to prove, like I said, five fundamental ideas, and one of those is that none of us could have possibly come into this world by chance or luck or because we're the end product of a mindless evolutionary process. And I think that the theory of evolution needs to let go of some of its ideas, like one of them, for example, the idea that consciousness is something that came into being in conjunction with the evolution of neural systems in animals, and that it can only be, it's the product of biological and chemical processes in the brain, are just, they're mathematical impossibilities. And that's, you know, that's one of them. And so I think science and the way it teaches evolution is going to have to undergo some changes. The Museum of Natural History in the Smithsonian Institution has a big sign up there that says evolution is an undirected process. It's you know, it's going to have to take that sign down sometime. And so this is one of the things that one of the conclusions that my proof demonstrates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good. Well, I like it that, you know, I am not a science person at all. I'm sure you know that about me. I'm like, you're the left brain. I'm all totally right brain. So we're making a good pair here today. On that note, let's take a commercial break. And then when we come back, let's talk about our belief systems and how it can affect things. And let's talk about the power of prayer, shall we?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so folks, stay with us. We're going to take that quick break, and we'll share more when we come back. We'll take this quick break, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we have Ken Ungridge with us, and we're talking about God theories. Awesome show. We have been talking about, your belief systems, having proof, and what I want to do. Actually, before we do that, Chris, you've just given me a message here. We have a winner of the books.
Yes, we do. We have Celeste Santilli of Westerly, who won not just one, but a set of Soar Above It All from, and all of the books from Sue London, the set of books.
Awesome. And she knows to come in and pick them up at the station, right?
And she knows that we're located at 58B High Street behind Perks and Corks in downtown Westerly.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. That's
all right.
I'm very honored to share them with you and your family. Okay, so Ken, now you and I talked about, okay, why pray, right? Let's talk about the power of prayer. Where should we start? I know for me, you know, like I've always said to people, and I've always said, if you don't ask, you don't receive, right? So, or you know, if you're going through challenges, it can empower you. It can give you strength. You can get answers. What are your experiences, power of prayer?
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. And, I think for me, I mean, I meditate on a regular basis, but I think for me, it's it just kind of makes my life work. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I take anything for granted, mm-hmm. but I have confidence that, that things are going to work out. I've always been, a happy person. I enjoy life. In fact, I would say that my fundamental belief is that life is an incredible gift, and that, our job is to learn how to receive it and to learn to make it fun.
Yeah, exactly. And now, can I share a story? I don't know, Chris, if you remember, we had a guest on our show. Her name was Karen Zizzo when I first started my show. I don't know if you remember her. Her husband was the coroner and doctor of the area where I live. And this is an example of the power of prayer in action, folks. What happened, Karen had come on the show. Karen was the mom of a boy who was 5 years old. And her husband was the coroner and medical doctor for our area. And their son had been playing baseball that day, and she'd been giving him a bath at nighttime, and she found a lump on the back of his neck. And she said to her husband, look at this, because she was kind of concerned. And it turned out it was a tumor, and it was cancerous. And so with Rick, her husband being the well-known doctor in the area and a coroner, they were Catholic religions, and they he said he saw from experience what cancer can do to kids, and that with that they would go to their church and they would ask for help and they would pray. They would turn to the power of prayer, ask everyone they knew to pray. And what happened at the hospital he attended, Rick worked at, they were ready to take his license away temporarily, because they said, he was so upset about his son. He wasn't thinking straight. You can't turn to the power of prayer and not, all these different drugs. It was going to kill their son. But they adamantly stayed with this power of prayer. And everybody, I can remember getting an email as well from Karen saying, can you please pray for Stephen? And so everybody that they knew and around the world, emails were going out about, helping Stephen. And long story short, what happened, this prayer really helped, and Stephen's cancer went away. Stephen now is in his 30s, and he is a surgeon who specializes in working with kids with cancer. So that was an example of, holding on to their faith, because so many people were, saying, this guy's a doctor, what does he mean, no drugs, and, turning to prayer. And they had to, they're holding the prayer, the religion, the faith, and, coming together, and it worked out great. There's an example of the power of prayer in action. And that's one that I'll never forget.
That's a powerful story. And, there are so many stories like that. For me, I think it's more of just kind of a general guidance that's been, that I feel in my life that leads me into doing certain things at certain times at the right time. I'm my brother, and I'm sure that I would be in the same shape if I hadn't done a lot of things, is a couple years older than I am. He's had two knee operations. He's got to have a hip operation now.
Okay.
In another month, he's going to have that. He's been in horrible pain for the last, 8 or 9 years. Mm-hmm. And I hate pain. I just don't like it. And mm-hmm. so I've been guided to do a lot of things that at 68 enable me to be totally pain-free. Mm-hmm. And, I run not marathons, but I run 5Ks and I play basketball.
Good for you.
And yeah, and I mean, it, but see, it's been a guidance. I mean, I took a massage class about 8 or 9 years ago, and from what I learned there, it just any pain that I did have, I've just managed to completely get rid of. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah,
so it's great. Well, and you know, I've shared this on the show before. My husband Ross and I, we have investment properties, and honestly, I think there's a higher purpose for us having these houses, because it's like there's a situation that we can clearly tell you it was a higher divine intervention that happened with these houses. I guess that's the best way to explain it. When like we have these properties and they're up for rent, like, you know, when the new tenant goes in and, you know, that sort of thing, you go through interviewing people and that. And we have seen with every house that we own four. What happens is people will come and see the house and they'll say, you know, they'll send in their application. And it's almost like it's a higher power that is deciding who should be in that house. And I always say to Ross that his dad and him are in business. His dad's on the other side guiding the right people to our houses. And we can have like 30 people go through these houses and only one application come in. And every time that family or that person that goes in the house, they're going through something where either Ross and or myself are kind of being led to help them through a challenge or something. Yep. So it's really amazing how we're seeing that, you know, our investment properties are, you know, a higher purpose as well. Yep. And we had recently, excuse me, Chris, I might have to get you to step in here soon and help me. I'm losing my voice. I know that's hard to say.
You sound
never thought
beautiful.
You'd hear that me say that, eh?
No, I don't know what Ross or anybody would think if you lost your voice.
I think they'd be jumping for joy, don't you?
No.
But no, we had an experience, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, that one of our properties, oh my gosh, Ross was showing this property twice a week. And there probably had to have been 30 people had gone through this house. And it was 3 days before, you know, the next mortgage had to go. And we had just closed on this house. And it was really interesting how it was unfolding, because people would say they were going to send their application and something would happen where an email would come, but it didn't have the attachment, this kind of thing. And so what ended up happening the day before, 2 days before, somebody just happened to call and said that they were supposed to go in home on the Saturday, but something happened. They couldn't go in there. And here, could they go in our house? And then the night before, I said to Ross, why don't you ask your dad to help you? Pray to your dad to ask him to help you to send the right people there. And he did. And it was like literally the next day at noon, that's when the new tenants came and they're amazing people. But that's just an example of everyday stuff that anybody can do. Can pray for, right?
Yep. And there are no accidents. I believe that there are no accidents, and that if you just kind of open up to life, the right things are going to happen. And you know, prayer can be a focus thing. Meditation can be a focus thing.
Yep.
But I think prayer more than anything else is just an everyday attitude. You know, how you go to work, how you get up in the morning. And I just think that that we're responsible for creating our own lives, and how we do that is, totally up to us.
Exactly. It's all about our choice, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And, I was talking about the fact that I wouldn't say fortunate, but I would say fortunate in a way that I'm in the health that I am, because now in about 3 months, I'm planning on retiring, heading back to the farm in Minnesota where I grew up with that. My brother's been running and he's still running it, but he's kind of reached the point now where he needs some help, and I'm in a position to go back there and do that. And that's what I want to do.
Nice.
And make some, get some, establish some relationships that I've had for a long time, that I know a lot of people back there, and get some new ones going.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's great.
I think,
and you know, like I think like life is so short, and you have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not all about work, work, work or anger, anger. It's to me personally, it's about helping those that need your help. You know, what you put out, you get back. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not alone. You are supported, and the power of prayer. I've seen so much proof of that, that, you know, you ask and you shall receive.
Absolutely. I can show a lot of things scientifically, but it comes down to experience, and the things that you're talking about are what make it real.
Exactly. And let's talk about miracles. Because people say, oh, miracles don't happen in my life. People have miracles happen in their life every single day.
Yes.
But a lot of them are not becoming aware because they're so focused on everything but what's happening around them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, and so many people think that a miracle is something that happens when you're, you know, ready to go under, and it keeps you alive. But mm-hmm. miracles are not necessarily things that bring you out of the depths. They are things that lift you to the heights.
Exactly. And my kids tease me. They have this bet that, and you maybe heard me saying this to Chris earlier, that my youngest child is turning 21. And she's known as I call her my miracle baby, because when I was pregnant with her, Crohn's disease flared up and my weight went down to just 80 pounds. And the doctor said to me, either I would live or the baby, that I had to make a choice. One, me or her, right? So the choice I made, I fired the doctor and I got a new one, and the baby's turning 21. So all through her life, every time, you know, she had got her badge of sparks or brownies, or she finished, you know, graduated from nursery school, there's mom in the audience crying. And I'm crying because I kept going back to that miracle that happened about her birth, right? So she's now engaged. Well, of course, mom cries. So our family take bets now. How long will it be before mom will cry at this event, you know? And so we all had a mom and daughter's date last Wednesday. And so my daughter was saying, you know, mom, I'm turning 21. This is pretty big. And I'm sitting in the restaurant. I started crying. She goes, you're thinking about it again, aren't you? And, you know, but it's also got her thinking differently now, that it's the tears are about gratitude and, you know, having her in that. So that's why, to me, a birthday is such a big celebration, not just like, mm-hmm. you know. So that mm-hmm. was a huge miracle for me, among other things. Mm-hmm. So I think being grateful for those miracles and acknowledging it are also an important thing for people to do.
Well, I think learning how to feel gratitude is one of the greatest things you'll ever do.
Right. So very, very important. I have a story. Ken, are you okay for time? I thought we'd leave you on for the whole show here. Is that okay? Or are you getting...
Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay. We're kind of doing some little changes here, folks. We're going to just skip the last break here, and because this show is just going so fast. But I want to share this story that my daughter sent, and then... Ken, I'll get you to share your thoughts on this, okay? My daughter sent I have four daughters. This is a third daughter that I haven't talked about tonight. And she sent me this email today, and she said that she got this powerful message behind it. It's called Two Traveling Angels. I don't know if you know this, but this is a short story, but it has a very powerful message. So here's the story, folks. Two traveling angels stopped to spend the night in the home of a wealthy family. The family was rude and refused to let the angels stay in the mansion's guest room. Instead, the angels were given a small space in the cold basement. As they made their bed on the hard floor, the older angel saw a hole in the wall and repaired it. When the younger angel asked why, the older angel replied, "Things aren't always what they seem." That next night, the pair came to rest at the house of a very poor but very hospitable farmer and his wife. After sharing what little food they had, the couple let the angels sleep in their bed where they could have a good night's rest. When the sun came up the next morning, the angels found the farmer and his wife in tears. Their only cow, whose milk had been their sole income, lay dead in the field. The younger angel was infuriated and asked the older angel, "How could you have let this happen?" The first man had everything, yet you helped him, she accused. The second family had little but was willing to share everything, and you let the cow die. The things aren't always what they seem, the older angel replied. When we stayed in the basement of the mansion, I noticed that there was gold stored in that hole in the wall. Since the owner was so obsessed with greed and unwilling to share his good fortune, I sealed the wall so he wouldn't find it. Then last night as we slept, in the farmer's bed, the angel of death came for his wife. I gave him the cow instead. Things aren't always what they seem. Sometimes that is exactly what happens when things don't turn out the way they should. If you have faith, you just need to trust that every outcome is always to your advantage. You just might not know it until sometime later. Some people come into our lives and go quickly. Some people become friends and stay a while, leaving beautiful footprints in our hearts. And we're never quite the same because we have made good friends. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. Isn't that amazing?
That's a beautiful story.
Yes, yeah.
It is. Thank you for sharing that.
But it's just an example about how you have the choice to look at a situation in so many different ways.
Yes. And, right? You know, we don't always make the right choices.
No.
And when we don't, we need to, you know, look at why we didn't and learn from it and, you know, and move on. And, and you're right. Things aren't always.
For me, I know that, you know, when I'm diagnosed with this disease, when I'm 26 and I had this, 9-month-old new baby, I'd become a mom, and I was so mad at God and everybody that, you know, told me that this was happening for a reason. And I thought, are you kidding me? There's no such person as God. Why would this happen to me? And then I go through this and, you know, I have this life and death pregnancy, and then I'm given 30 minutes to live when my intestine bursts, and things kept going on and on for me. And I was just getting more angry and why me and why me? And that was, it really stayed with me. And, you know, I can tell you, it took me 12 years before I chose to see what the reason was. And it was amazing because I can honestly tell you that everything that I went through was totally for me to learn how strong I am as an individual and that I can truly accomplish anything that I set my mind to it. I could do that. And that was until that, if I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't have had such gratitude towards life as I do now. So I wouldn't change a thing what I went through personally. And I am, you know, that was awesome that I went through, and I'm glad I had those challenges.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you accepted those challenges, and you made great things happen from them. Now, I don't think that everybody needs to go through that to...
No, and let me say that I don't do that anymore, trust me.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all... We all have those times when, you know, we would rather be dead, I think. You know, I mean...
Yeah, I was there. I went through that too. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, it's just amazing how that we can see situations in so many different ways. And I guess the message I want to get out to everybody is you have the choice of how your life will be. You have the choice to look at the positive. You have the choice to get into a fight with somebody. You have the choice to say, why me? There's challenges and they happen, and look at what lessons are to learn from it. And, you know, take the tools like the power of prayer, ask for help, ask for, you know, direction. I know for me, I ask, you know, every day, who can I help, or what do you want me to learn or to do? And I hear that inner voice. Is that how it happens for you, Ken, when you're doing your meditation?
I can't say that's exactly how it happens for me, but I can certainly identify with what you're saying. And
Ken, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes.
Oh, okay, I heard silence.
You're thinking, right, Ken?
Yeah, right. Yes.
I could hear him thinking. Now, Chris, you're awfully quiet. I don't ever hear you this quiet. What's your thoughts on all the show today?
Oh, well, I mean, I think we had spoken off the air. I mean, I am I'm a Christian, and I believe in the scripture. However, I do not believe in, even though I was baptized a Catholic, I'm not you know, I don't consider myself to be any denomination of Christianity. And like you had said off the air, Sue, about treating others nicely and, you know, treating others the way you want to be treated. I think that's, you know, that's pretty much the basis of my philosophy on life.
Yeah.
And I think as long as we're going in that direction, I think that's the most important thing. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And I think for me personally, like, and again, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. This is just, again, my thinking. But for me personally, I don't have to go to a church every Sunday. That's what I've learned about myself, that like I can do what you do on one day. I do that every day, I guess you could say. Is that the best way to say it without getting myself in trouble?
I understood it. I think it's good.
I think that's an excellent way of saying it. I mean, I don't go to church, quite frankly, that often at all myself. I would not say that I'm particularly religious, but I definitely believe that we're eternal beings, that this particular life that we're living now is just a sliver of that eternal process. Mm-hmm. But it's the one that we're living now, so it's the one that's important. It's the it's the one that we need to take advantage of. And I think that if you learn that you're responsible for what your life is, that's probably taking advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, and you know one thing, and Chris, you've heard me say this a lot. When I appreciate somebody, they know it, right? And last week when the girls and I were out having a mom and daughter's shopping day, and the girls shopping on mom, right? You know how it goes when you have kids, right? The one daughter was looking for storage containers, and there was a guy helping us, and he found stuff that was on sale that was even better deal for mom, right? So I said to the guy, oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is exactly what she was looking for. Our daughter was looking for in that. And I said, thank you so much. I just love you so much. This young guy went so red. He didn't know how to handle getting such a compliment. And my daughter said, mom, you got to stop saying to people that you love them or you appreciate them, because it's so embarrassing, she said. But, I think that's important, that if somebody does something nice for them, to acknowledge that, because you don't know what tomorrow will hold, right?
Right. Well, yes, that's true.
Well,
and there's nothing more powerful than love. Love is the most powerful thing in the world.
It is so true. Ken, I can't believe we're out of time. The show has gone so quickly, and I want you to know I really appreciate having you here today.
Thank you. I very much appreciate being here.
Can you tell everybody where what your website is and where they get a copy of your book?
Well, they can either go to Amazon.com and ask for God Theories Revised Edition, or they can go to my website, which is also GodTheories.com, and they can order it from there, or they can send me an email, and if they have any questions, I will be more than happy to get back to them.
Perfect. Well, thank you, my friend, for being here. And folks, we're out of time. I want to thank you all for joining us. And I hope something that we've said will help you along your journey today. Now, next week, we have Janice Hoffman here. And our topic is relationship rules. And we're going to give you 12 strategies for creating a love that lasts. So on behalf of our guest, Ken Undridge, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And hey, folks, don't forget to change those clocks 1 hour forward this Sunday at 2 a.m. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a
positive, passionate way, this show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.